¿Te parece difícil construir oraciones en inglés? ¿Te preocupa que tu inglés no suena natural? Pues hoy vamos a aprender estructuras de oraciones simples que te van a ayudar a hablar inglés fácilmente y con confianza. Bienvenidos a Aprender Inglés Americano, soy Cody y antes de empezar, por favor, déjenme saber en los comentarios qué quieres aprender de mí en las próximas clases porque hago esos videos para ti y quiero saber cómo te puedo servir mejor. ¿Ya? Empecemos. Y si tú quieres educar tu oído 100% gratis, tengo un entrenamiento que me tomó meses crear que puedes bajar hoy en día 100% gratis. Educa tu oído hoy. Enlace en el primer comentario. It's one of the things.
It's one of the things I find.
It's one of the things that makes it such a good student.
Es una de las cosas que... ta 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 ta. It's one of the things. Por ejemplo, es una de las cosas de que tenemos que hacer. It's one of the things we have to do. It's one of the things, one of the things we have to do.
It's one of the things I find this. It's one of the things I find this.
It's one of the things that makes it such a good student. It's one of the things that...
It turns out that...
It turns out that you can dance.
Well, it turns out that I'm not her father.
Resulta que... X cosa, okay? It turns out that... It turns out that... It turns out that he's not coming. Resulta de que él no viene, okay? It turns out that he's not coming.
It turns out that you can dance.
It turns out that you can dance.
Well, it turns out that I'm not her father.
Well, it turns out that I'm not her father.
I'll deal with.
I'll deal with this.
I'll deal with this mess.
Yo me ocuparé de... I'll deal with, okay? I'll deal with. Acá yo me ocuparé del proyecto. I'll deal with the project. Yo me ocuparé del problema. I'll deal with the problem. O yo me ocuparé de eso. I'll deal with it, okay? I'll deal with it.
I'll deal with this.
I'll deal with this.
I'll deal with this mess.
I'll deal with this mess.
There's a possibility that...
There's a possibility he's not coming back.
There's a possibility,
yeah,
that I have a job back in New York.
Existe la posibilidad de que X cosa pase, okay? There's a possibility that... There's a possibility that, por ejemplo... there's a possibility that I'll have to work. Existe la posibilidad de que voy a tener que trabajar y a lo mejor no voy a poder venir, okay? There's a possibility that I'll have to work.
There's a possibility he's not coming back.
There's a possibility he's not coming back.
There's a possibility,
yeah,
that I have a job back in New York. There's a possibility,
yeah,
that I have a job back in New York.
Is it true that?
Is it true that our house is about to fall down?
Is it true that you lived together at the Last Resort Youth Hostel?
¿Es cierto que X cosa? Is it true that? Is it true that, por ejemplo, es cierto que no vienes? Is it true that you're not coming? Is it true that you're not coming?
Is it true that our house is about to fall down?
Is it true that our house is about to fall down?
Is it true that you lived together at the Last Resort Youth Hostel?
Is it true that you lived together at the Last Resort Youth Hostel?
It's a place where...
It's a place where dreams come true.
Place where we can feel free sharing our feelings.
Es un lugar donde. It's a place where, por ejemplo, es un lugar donde puedes relajarte. O relajarte, ¿no? It's a place where you can relax. It's a place where you can relax.
It's a place where dreams come true. It's a place where dreams come true.
It's a place where we can feel free sharing our feelings.
It's a place where we can feel free sharing our feelings.
It's rather
complicated.
It's rather difficult to explain.
Es bastante, por ejemplo, es bastante difícil de explicar. It's rather difficult to explain. It's rather difficult to explain.
It's rather complicated.
It's rather complicated.
It's rather difficult to explain.
It's rather difficult to explain.
It's the opposite of.
It's the opposite of what you're doing right now.
It's the opposite of what we do.
Es lo contrario de. It's the opposite of. Por ejemplo, es lo contrario de lo que nosotros hacemos, okay? It's the opposite of what we do. It's the opposite of. It's the opposite of what we do.
It's the opposite of what you're doing right now.
It's the opposite of what you're doing right now.
It's the opposite of what we do.
It's the opposite of what we do.
It's similar to.
It's similar to how, I'm afraid of dogs.
So it's similar to juice.
Es parecido a X cosa, okay? It's similar to. It's similar. It's similar to, por ejemplo, es parecido a jugo. It's similar to juice.
It's similar to how, I'm afraid of dogs.
It's similar to how, I'm afraid of dogs.
So it's similar to juice.
So it's similar to juice.
What do you think about?
What do you think about Billy Snow?
What do you think about Yale?
¿Qué opinas de X persona, X tema? Okay. What do you think about? Pero ojo acá, más rápido. What are ya? Informal y más rápido. What do you think about X persona? What do you think about John? What do you think about the new boss? What do you think about?
What do you think about Billy Snow?
What do you think about Billy Snow?
What do you think about Yale?
What do you think about Yale?
It just seems.
It just seems wrong.
It just seems impossible.
Solo parece o parece, por ejemplo, parece tan difícil, okay? It just seems. It just seems so difficult. Parece tan lejos. It just seems so far away, okay? It just seems.
It just seems wrong.
It just seems wrong.
It just seems impossible.
It just seems impossible.
It would be better if.
It would be better if I went alone.
It would be better if you stopped lying.
Sería mejor si, por ejemplo, sería mejor si yo voy solo. It would be better if. It would be better if I went alone. It would be better if I went alone.
It would be better if I went alone.
It would be better if I went alone.
It would be better if you stopped lying.
It would be better if you stopped lying.
Like I said before.
Like I said before, I'm here for you.
Like I said before, those days are over.
Como dije antes, like I said before, like I said before, por ejemplo, como dije antes, no voy. Like I said before, I'm not going. O like I said before, cualquier cosa, okay?
But like I said before, I'm here for you. But like I said before, I'm here for you.
Like I said before, those days are over. Like I said before, those days are over.
I'll be happy to.
I'll be happy to look into it.
But I'll be happy to drive you to the airport.
Si quieres decirle a alguien que estarías muy feliz o dispuesto de ayudarles con algo, okay, puedes decir I'll be happy to más la acción. I will, I'll. Siempre hay que usar la contracción para sonar más natural, más avanzado. I'll be happy to, por ejemplo, drive you to the airport. Okay? Estaría feliz de llevarte al aeropuerto. Okay? I'll be happy to drive you to the airport.
I'll be happy to look into it.
I'll be happy to look into it.
But I'll be happy to drive you to the airport.
But I'll be happy to drive you to the airport.
If you have time.
If you have time, I can give you a little campus tour.
If you have time, we'll do that.
Si tienes tiempo, X acción. Por ejemplo, si tienes tiempo, llámame. If you have time. If you have time, call me. If you have time.
If you have time, I can give you a little campus tour. If you have time, I can give you a little campus tour.
If you have time, we'll do that.
If you have time, we'll do that.
How come?
How come you got it?
How come you never talked to me like that?
Si quieres preguntar por el motivo de algo, como cómo o por qué lo hacías así, how come. Ya rendí, no voy a trabajar ahí más. How come? ¿Ya? ¿Por qué? How come. También puedes decir why, pero how come un poco más natural, un poco más avanzado. How come.
How come you got it? How come you got it?
How come you never talked to me like that? How come you never talk to me like that?
Whether you like it or not.
Whether you like it or not, this article is just the beginning.
Whether you like it or not, I'm doing this for your own good.
Whether you like it or not. Recuérdala así. Whether you like it or. Whether you like it or not. Por ejemplo, si te guste o no, me voy. Whether you like it or not, I'm going.
Whether you like it or not, this article is just the beginning.
Whether you like it or not, this article is just the beginning.
Whether you like it or not, I'm doing this for your own good.
Whether you like it or not, I'm doing this for your own good.
It's a bit like...
Well, it's a bit like falling in love.
It's a bit like hard work.
Si quieres describir algo y decir es un poco como algo más, por ejemplo, es un poco como X cosa. Es un poco como recibir un golpe en el estómago, ¿ok? It's a bit like getting punched in the stomach, ¿ok? It is, it's a bit like X cosa, ¿ok? It's a bit like...
Well, it's a bit like falling in love.
It's a bit like falling in love.
It's a bit like hard work.
It's a bit like hard work.
Can I just...
Can I just stay?
Can I just ask you one question?
Una manera de mostrar cortés y avanzada de pedir permiso de hacer algo. Can I just... por ejemplo, ¿puedo solo hacerte una pregunta? Can I just... ask you one question. Can I just ask you one question? Can I just?
Can I just stay? Can I just stay?
Can I just ask you one question?
Can I just ask you one question?
Para decir que algo es interesante, interesante que eso pasó, okay? It's interesting that.
Well, it's interesting that you should say that, doctor.
It's interesting that the Morse code had been invented 2 years earlier.
It's interesting that they chose that option. Es interesante que eligieron esa opción, okay? It's interesting that...
Well, it's interesting that you should say that, Doctor. Well, it's interesting that you should say that, Doctor.
It's interesting that the Morse code had been invented 2 years earlier. It's interesting that the Morse code had been invented 2 years earlier.
It's difficult to...
It's difficult to summarize.
It's difficult to accept this.
Es difícil, para decir que algo es difícil, ya. Por ejemplo, it's difficult to learn a new language. Es difícil aprender un nuevo idioma. No es algo muy fácil, okay? It's difficult to learn a new language.
It's difficult to summarize. It's difficult to summarize.
It's difficult to accept this. It's difficult to accept this.
It's up to...
So it's up to us to look out for them.
It's up to you and Hamilton now.
Depende de, okay, para decir que la decisión es la responsabilidad de otra persona. Por ejemplo, it's up to you to decide. Depende de ti decidir. O simplemente, it's up to you. Tú decides, okay? It's up to. It's up to. It's up to you.
So it's up to us to look out for them. So it's up to us to look out for them.
It's up to you and Hamilton now. It's up to you and Hamilton now.
Uno que vas a escuchar mucho, resulta que it turns out.
Turns out you weren't supposed to do that.
It turns out Miss Lahaki is actually a fan of yours.
Okay, para decir que hay un resultado inesperado. It turns out he was right all along. Okay, resulta que él tenía razón todo el tiempo. Okay, pensamos que no, pero sí. It turns out that he was right all along.
Turns out you weren't supposed to do that. Turns out you weren't supposed to do that.
It turns out Miss Lahaki is actually a fan of yours. It turns out Miss Lahaki is actually a fan of yours.
Es una lástima que X cosa. It's too bad that.
Well, it's too bad that you don't know what the rest of them are for.
It's too bad that this speech had to be today.
Okay, para demostrar que estamos, hay una decepción sobre algo. Estoy decepcionado. It's too bad that we missed the concert. Es una lástima que nos perdíamos, perderíamos el concierto, okay? It's too bad that we missed the concert. Qué lástima.
Well, it's too bad that you don't know what the rest of them are for. Well, it's too bad that you don't know what the rest of them are for.
It's too bad that this speech had to be today. It's too bad that this speech had to be today.
Es sorprendente que it's surprising that...
It's surprising that Doug and Germaine are supportive.
Para decir que algo es inesperado, okay? No esperaba que eso iba a pasar. It's surprising that he didn't show up. Es sorprendente que él no se haya presentado, okay? It's surprising that he didn't show up. Vinculando ahí.
It's surprising that Doug and Germaine are supportive. It's surprising that Doug and Germaine are supportive.
There's no way.
There's no way I can do this math.
There's no way the five of us can finish on time.
No hay manera, okay? There's no way. Para decir que algo es imposible o muy improbable que algo sucede, ¿ya? Por ejemplo, there's no way we can finish on time. No hay manera de que terminemos a tiempo. There's no way. There's no way.
There's no way I can do this math. There's no way I can do this math.
There's no way the five of us can finish on time. There's no way the five of us can finish on time.
Otro que uso mucho acá, tiene sentido. Puedes decir simplemente, tiene sentido. It makes sense to.
It makes sense to hook up in a car.
It makes sense to me.
It makes sense, o para formar una oración más larga, it makes sense to. Por ejemplo, it makes sense to save money. Tiene sentido ahorrar dinero, okay? It makes sense to save money. O de nuevo, simplemente, tiene sentido. It makes sense.
It makes sense to hook up in a car. It makes sense to hook up in a car.
It makes sense to me. It makes sense to me.
No puedo creer X cosa. I can't believe dot 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 dot.
I can't believe he lied to me.
I can't believe that you ordered a salad.
I can't believe, por ejemplo, I can't believe she won the lottery. No puedo creer que ella ganara la lotería, okay? I can't believe she won the lottery.
I can't believe he lied to me. I can't believe he lied to me.
I can't believe that you ordered a salad. I can't believe that you ordered a salad.
Para enfatizar la importancia de algo, puedes decir simplemente, it's important to.
I think it's important to be lucky in anything.
It's important to remain focused.
It's important to. Por ejemplo, it's important to stay hydrated. Es importante mantenerse hidratado, okay? It's important to stay hydrated.
I think it's important to be lucky in anything. I think it's important to be lucky in anything.
It's important to remain focused. It's important to remain focused.
Otro muy útil acá, no vale la pena, okay? It's not worth.
It's not worth the risk.
It's not worth talking about.
It's not worth, pa pa pa. No es valioso, no es útil. Por ejemplo, it's not worth arguing about it. No vale la pena discutir sobre eso, okay? It's not worth arguing about it. It's not worth arguing about it.
It's not worth the risk. It's not worth the risk.
It's not worth talking about. It's not worth talking about.
Para decir que algo es una buena idea, hacer X cosa, okay? It's a good idea to.
I don't think it's a good idea to bring them into the mix.
I just think it's a good idea to check things out now and then.
It's a good idea to, yeah? Por ejemplo, it's a good idea to check the weather before leaving. Es una buena idea averiguar qué es el clima, qué tal está el clima antes de salir, okay? It's a good idea to. Ojo acá que no es good como el U de español, más el como en book, took, look. It's a good idea to.
I don't think it's a good idea to bring them into the mix. I don't think it's a good idea to bring them into the mix.
I just think it's a good idea to check things out now and then. I just think it's a good idea to check things out now and then.
Para decir que algo no es muy importante, puedes decir, it doesn't matter if...
It doesn't matter if I like it.
It doesn't matter if she says yes or no.
It doesn't matter if... Okay, por ejemplo, it doesn't matter if you're late. No importa si llegas tarde, okay? It doesn't matter if you're... Y ahí también tenemos matter, usando la R suave de español. Matter if you're... It doesn't matter if you're late.
It doesn't matter if I like it. It doesn't matter if I like it.
It doesn't matter if she says yes or no. It doesn't matter if she says yes or no.
I'm not sure if.
I'm not sure if it's really his cup of tea.
I'm not sure if this is the right place.
No estoy seguro de si, okay? I'm not sure if. Para mostrar incertidumbre sobre algo. Por ejemplo, I'm not sure if he will come. No estoy seguro que se vendrá, okay? I'm not sure if he will come. Con el I'm hay que estar seguro que estás cerrando los labios para pegar bien la M, si no va a sonar como un ang, como un mango, okay? I'm.
I'm not sure if it's really his cup of tea. I'm not sure if it's really his cup of tea.
I'm not sure if this is the right place. I'm not sure if this is the right place.
No hay necesidad de. There's no need to.
There's no need to respond.
There's no need to be anxious.
There's no need to. Por ejemplo, no hay necesidad de preocuparte, okay? There's no need to worry. There's no need to worry. Nota acá, there's no need to. Vamos a reducir el to a un to. There's no need to.
There's no need to respond. There's no need to respond.
There's no need to be anxious. There's no need to be anxious.
Para sonar un poco más avanzado acá, tenemos es difícil creer, okay? It's hard to believe, ta 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 ta.
It's hard to believe that things can get worse.
It's hard to believe we're winning the war.
Es sorprendente o difícil de aceptar algo, creer algo, okay? It's hard to believe he did that. Es difícil creer que haya hecho eso, okay? It's hard to believe that he did that.
It's hard to believe that things can get worse. It's hard to believe that things can get worse.
It's hard to believe we're winning the war. It's hard to believe we're winning the war.
¿Te importaría, te molestaría, si, would you mind?
Would you mind ordering me another?
Would you mind waiting outside?
Would you mind, si leemos las tres palabras separadas, pero vinculando, would you mind? Normalmente seguido por un verbo ing, okay? Por ejemplo, would you mind opening the door? ¿Te molestaría abrir la puerta? Would you mind turning down the music? ¿Te molestaría bajar el volumen de la música? Would you mind? Y un más corto ahí, would you mind?
Would you mind ordering me another? Would you mind ordering me another?
Would you mind waiting outside? Would you mind waiting outside?
Bueno, muy importante acá, parece que, it seems like.
It seems like the owner and her sister are fighting over it.
It seems like. It seems like. Por ejemplo, it seems like it's going to rain. Parece que va a llover, okay? Nota acá, it seems. Estamos terminando el seems con un sonido Z ahí. It seems like.
It seems like the owner and her sister are fighting over it. It seems like the owner and her sister are fighting over it.
Para decir que es probable que algo sucede, puedes decir, it's likely that...
It's likely that our guy cased the ferry.
It's likely that what you think is real.
It's likely that, por ejemplo, it's likely that we'll be late, okay? Es probable que lleguemos tarde. It's likely that we'll be late. Con el it's, hay que pegar la lengua con la T y soltarla para la S. It's.
It's likely that our guy cased the ferry. It's likely that our guy cased the ferry.
It's likely that what you think is real. It's likely that what you think is real.
Can I have a?
Can I have one of your hot pockets?
Can I have a champagne cocktail, please?
Me das a. Usamos can I have para pedir algo de manera educada, okay? Por ejemplo, can I have a glass of water? ¿Me das un vaso de agua, por favor? Nota el ritmo acá. Can I have a, can I have a glass of water? Can I have a glass of water? Y para llegar a ese ritmo estamos vinculando entre can I have a glass of water.
Can I have one of your hot pockets? Can I have one of your hot pockets?
Can I have a champagne cocktail, please? Can I have a champagne cocktail, please?
Are you gonna... Más la acción principal. Are you gonna go? Vas a ir. Are you gonna stay? Vas a quedar. Are you gonna... Are you gonna eat? Yeah, vas a comer. Are you gonna... Más la acción principal.
Are you gonna do it?
No!
Are you gonna do it?
No!
Are you going to answer that? Are you going to answer that?
Y un poco más formal, y si quieres usar una pregunta de WH, what are you gonna, más la acción. ¿Qué vas a? Igual, ¿qué vas a? Pero un poco más formal, muy poco. What are you going to eat? ¿Qué vas a comer? What are you going to say? ¿Qué vas a decir? ¿Ya? What are you gonna... más la acción.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
What are you gonna tell him?
What are you gonna tell him?
You gotta be kidding me. You gotta be kidding me. No lo puedo creer, me estás tomando el pelo. You gotta be kidding me.
You gotta be kidding me. You gotta be kidding me.
You gotta be kidding me. You gotta be kidding me.
Si quieres seguir aprendiendo y si quieres un camino claro llevándote paso a paso, deberías fijar en los enlaces que tenemos de los entrenamientos 100% gratis en la descripción. Y si quieres avanzar, acelerar tu aprendizaje, aprender inglés más rápido, deberías fijar en los cursos que tenemos para que ahí estás trabajando conmigo y mis profesores para mejorar tu inglés lo más pronto posible. Y si quieres seguir aquí por YouTube, deberías ver ese video o ese video que hicimos para ti. Hasta entonces, que estés muy bien. Mil gracias por compartir tu día, tu mañana, tu tarde, tu noche aquí conmigo. Hasta entonces, que estés muy bien. Chao, chao.